Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And Cal and Eric Sheets from Cal's Custom Reel are here talking some reel maintenance, some reel fixing, some reel dialing in. You want your stuff done right, you send it to Cal.
The best, no
yeah,
doubt.
For sure. And having a great time and giving away a great prize.
Man, you're not kidding. Now, what a cool opportunity. We talked about all the ways these guys trick out reels, whether it be better free spool or more drag or bigger handles or custom gears or whatever it may be. There's so much that's offered from Cal's, and one of our lucky listeners is going to get a $100 gift certificate to get your reel tricked out by the Masters. $100 going to one of our lucky callers or texters at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to give us a call, that's 213-432-1090. We were totally full going into the break. We had two lines drop off. So first opportunity since the beginning of the show if you want to get through on the phones. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can send us a text. Again, texting only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And make sure you include your contact info with your text questions, because we want to be able to get a hold of you and that $100 to the going to real work up with the boys.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it. It's time for our Catch Sport today. That Catch Sport sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase your fresh fish. You can buy smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, poke kid, and more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Pete, I know you mentioned it last week. It should be the phone call you make after you hang up the phone for making your trip reservations. You know, whether it be a year in advance is no big deal. You know you're going on a 10-day on the, you know you're going on the Let's Talk Hookup 8-day on the Royal Polaris. The next phone call should be over to Sean and Melanie. Hey, man, I just booked this trip. It's not till next year, but I want to get my spot in. That's how you do it.
Or even if it's in a few weeks.
Sure,
yeah.
Whatever.
The other thing, too, with Thanksgiving coming up, you want to be the hero at your Thanksgiving party. Go there and get some of their smoked cheese or smoked fish and spices, rubs, whatever, make your own pokey.
The best.
And be a hero at the holiday party.
I will confirm. I'm going to send a text to Sean. But Sean has offered turkey brines for the last couple of years.
Oh, right.
We've used them. We smoke the bird at home on the Traeger, and they have Fisherman's Processing puts a brine kit together with all the dry ingredients and ingredients how to do it. Dude, it's killer.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that they have it. And if so, go get that. Because the last couple of years, that's how we've done our bird, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
I never knew the difference that made when you're done cooking your bird or having it in a brine for 24 hours the day before.
Super moist.
Night and day difference. Yeah.
Yeah, and they know how to do brine.
Sean knows all of that stuff.
Yeah.
They are so killer.
I'm picking up right after we
go. Oh, you are?
Hey.
You're picking up all your fish from Polaris Supreme?
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. Well, be sure to get some of that smoked cheese and smoked fish. Take it over to Cal's for a little appetizer. For sure. Hey, Captain Mark Wish, our private motor buddy. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Pete, Rick, Cal, Eric, great show. And you're making me hungry. Talk about all that good food
and
stuff.
Oh, man. No kidding.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, man. But, hey, guys, so we're right on the cusp of switching over from this fine fall fishing into the best the winter season's got to offer. Cooler weather's coming. Definitely transition time. And we're really seeing the signs of things changing regarding the squid situation, which is good news. More showing up in multiple areas. Several spots up there at the Northern Islands, mostly Santa Cruz, and some along the beach there above the deep hole, and then some in Santa Monica Bay proper around the old tanker buoys there, the standard spot, and some right here off Huntington Beach around Isers, and then, of course, Catalina and Clementi both got squid in multiple areas. So that part's the good news. You know, there's not a whole lot of fish on it yet, but that'll change. And we'll be after them yellows and sea bass and halibuts here full speed when that gets going a little better. In terms of some actual fish reports, got to tell you, it's been pretty scarce this week. You know, pressure's dropping off, and we had that nice little Santa Ana breeze. Now, we had here in Huntington Beach, it gusted 52 on the beach, I think, whatever it was, Tuesday night. Man, I've never heard it blow like that here. It's crazy. But at any rate, we got a little northeast blowing right now, too, so you guys probably better save your fishing until tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be backing off real good. But we did get a few reports from some local stuff. I had some friends and customers fishing out there on Isers with the live squid that's in the receiver right now. They had a nice pick on the sand bass, and their best fish was 6.2 pounds, which is a nice one. Congratulations, Mike. And then I'm planning on going out Monday with some of this local live squid we got, check some of these sea bass spots. This is the time of year we start seeing that local sea bass. Have had a few reports, not much, from some spots down the beach here a little bit. So we'll probably give that a little check and see what's going on. Those sea bass are near and dear to my heart for sure. Very little from Catalina or Clementi in terms of actual reports. I see yellow or two here and there. And offshore, man, still the gift that keeps on giving. It's not over yet. You know, they backed off for a couple of days, and we had that weather earlier in the week, but they're right back on it, and it's biting. It's a good grade bluefin, mostly 60 to 80s, few bigger mixed in, jigs at night, sinker rigs mostly daytime, and it's close, relatively close, just below the 81, 86, just below Clementi there a few miles. Nice little spot there, and if you guys – check the water charts on Fishdope. You can see that little spot of water that those fish are in. You know, I just talked to Danny a little bit ago, and he said, you know, it's obvious why those fish are where they are. So you can check that out.
And, yeah, we're checking out for, you know, just for reference, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, if you guys follow, you know, on the Fishdope thing, they make it real easy because they put all the little marks for the fish are being caught. And the fish are being caught, coincidentally, usually right on these little spots of water, then you can track that stuff. And it makes you a much better fisherman when you're paying attention to, you know, where it is and why it's there and where it's going.
Yeah.
But another little area to watch is both outside the Farnsworth at Catalina, kind of between the Farnsworth and the 499, and in between the Mackerel Bank and Clementi proper, the dolphin schools in there have had some good grade yellowfin on it. So.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
You know, the water temperature is still holding up somewhat decent. You know, it's getting a little cooler for yellowfin, but they seem to tolerate it, you know, for at least another couple weeks based on the last few years. We've had fish around in mid-December. And hopefully this is the same. And once this little northeast backs off today, I don't know if you guys are getting it, but it's blowing up here and up above here in Samaka Bay. It's freaking howling up that way.
Flat, calm, foggy.
We got good weather, man.
Not a breath here. That's,
I mean,
fog.
Flags are standing still, like not a breath right now. It's beautiful down here.
Nice.
Good day to sneak offshore.
Yeah, how nice is that? Well, it's definitely time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, well, fishdope.com, like you said, they have all the stuff you need to be a success on the water, all the tools, all the right tools, and the information. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And I saw all those shots of people getting squid up there, and just Brockman was posting some pictures of giant brails of squid, and I knew that was going to get you excited, Mark. So you want to talk squid? How do we get you at Pacific Edge?
Oh, yeah. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Fix Chevron station, and phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and yeah, I am kind of partial to that squid fishing. That's just fun stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, is this early or is just kind of right on time?
You know, it's for the volume that's showing up, that maybe is a little bit early, but that kind of makes sense with this supposedly being a cool water year, although I don't saw a lot of indications that it wasn't.
Yeah.
But, there's quite a bit of volume around, and it seems like early on the squid shows up before the fish really find it. And so we'll just have to see. But, you know, in all the years I pounded Catalina really hard, we would find, you know, when that bait would move in just about this time of year, right, November, December, like that, we would find the sea bass and yellows on the deep wedges, deep structure outside Bend west of them, which is kind of two block now with some of that closer crap they got. But just above that closure line and just below it and then right outside West Cove, those are all spots to look at deep structure when the squid's around there for big yellows and sea bass at this time of year. They're around. There's just, you know, there's so little coverage right now that it's not being attempted to.
Oh, yeah. Follow what Mark says. Go see Pacific Edge. Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. You have a good day. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, just want a confirmation. I talked to Sean via text during the break. Poultry brine kits, $9.95 at Fish Pros.
At Fish Pros Market at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah, you can pick one up right now.
Are you picking one up?
Absolutely.
You got instructions from the boss, right?
The boss sent me a text and said, yes, pick up a few, please.
I'm telling you, night and day difference. Like,
really?
We started doing that. It's the best. It's the best birds ever turned out. You make their brine kit, follow the instructions, throw it in the brine for 24 hours, and then wash it off, smoke it the next day. Best we've ever had.
Wow.
So killer. Yeah, $10. Good. Highly, highly recommend.
There you go.
All right. Hey, with that said, let's head on down to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, like I said, it's we're getting to the second half of November here, creeping up on Thanksgiving, and kind of expect fishing to be dying off. But the reports I got this morning from boats out there, Pacifica on day one of their 2-day, last night they had 47 bluefin. Cortez has limits of bluefin for their 3-day trip. Polaris Supreme going into day 2 or 3, whatever, going into day 3, I think. They have 100 bluefin, 50-80 pounds, a few over 100. So, like we talk about, bluefin for Thanksgiving this year, I think. You know, that's,
no doubter.
Let's give those turkeys a break and just, you know, give the bluefin a chance to shine on Thanksgiving there. So, very good fishing overall. It is, you know, it is late in the season. Some of those boats, well, this is their last trip there, but the tribute's going to be running day-and-a-half trips. They've got trips scheduled through December. So check the website there if you want to get out one of those day-and-a-halves. You know, put that gear to use a bit here. Maybe get some Black Friday deals and go out there and catch some bluefin. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. Schedules up there for those tribute trips. We saw half-day trips, Sea Watch out there. Yesterday morning they had 19 bonita, 4 calico bass, and some really good bottom fishing. So definitely good there. San Diego still got a few trips scheduled. Sounds like that's kind of dying down a bit there, and we've talked about this before. We tend to lose fishermen before we lose the fishing because there's still some good fishing going on all around there. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you out on a trip there. If you got anyone coming and visiting that wants to go out fishing, looks like we got some decent weather this week there, which really isn't unusual for Southern California at this time of the year. So check that out. Come down, visit in person, get that gear tuned up for one last trip, and get out there fishing, guys.
Marcos, it always cracks me up that, you know, if you read that same report months ago, we had limits, you know, basically limits or very close to on all of your boats that were fishing last night of bluefin that were 50 to 100 pounds, and then say, oh, and, you know, we have plenty of reservation. You know what I mean? Like, you read that same report a month ago, there's not even a chance of you getting on a boat
right.
for weeks to come. And now the guys had limits last night, and you could pick your – you could go down right now to Seaforth and walk on and get on the boat.
And a lot of that is daytime fish too, right, Marcos? It's not all nighttime.
No, the Pacifica's was. The other boats, it's been caught throughout the day there. So, those day-and-a-half trips, the tribute's running should be just fine.
So you don't have to be a vampire fisherman.
You do not have to be a vampire fisherman. You know, it's like I know a lot of you guys don't like to be up early. So it's a good chance for that there. Definitely great fishing all around. And like you said, we've got great fishing September, October, November consistently over the last, decade here. And some people probably hit their quota for the year, like, man, I can't do any more fishing. It's been such a good year. And crazy thing this year is it was bluefin from start to finish, wire to wire there, just great bluefin fishing. It doesn't look like it's really done yet either.
No. So cool.
Christmas bluefin.
Yeah. Marcos,
yeah.
Great
report. There, you know what? Christmas bluefin. Let's make it a goal this year.
All right. I like it.
We're in.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Marcos. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Dana Landing on Mission Bay, that's your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop,
the full, most killer deli in San Diego. They have snacks and beverages. They sell ice and all the boating supplies you need. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the brand new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Long Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside, and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com. You get info on all the spots, just the absolute best.
Yeah, and I saw Gene over there, Gene Nix over at Dana Landing yesterday, and he was saying that a lot of those Phoenix Travel Rods are back in stock now at Dana Landing.
Which has not been an easy thing to find.
Yeah.
Those things were hard to come by, and in my opinion, the nicest of all of the travel rods.
All the travel rods.
Yep, really nice case that they come with, and you get a rod that doesn't, you know, that doesn't bend flat at the ferrules, yep, which is really hard to find. And they have rods anywhere from, you know, little bass and spinning rods all the way up to legit 40, 50-pound, you know, yeah, heavy-duty saltwater rods.
And
I love those.
And a new jig stick, too.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
I gotta,
yeah.
Get
I
my game back
out.
Yeah,
right,
no doubt.
For sure. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Cal and Eric, so let's jump into it.
That sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Mitchell, calling us from San Diego. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question for Cal. I have a Penn International 2-speed 50S, and I have it full of 100-pound braid. Besides cleaning and greasing it, I bought the real used. Is there anything I need to do to it?
Well, to tell you the truth, and you very well may or may not need to. It depends. It should be gone through.
I just use it for jigging. I got it off a friend of mine, and I use it for jigging, just strictly jigging. Jig fishing.
Okay. If the reel is working fine right now, you can just use it. I mean, if it gets the amount of drag that you want, gets reasonably decent free spool, not hard to turn when you've got drag set up on it, as long as it's not way too high. If everything is working fine, go ahead and use it.
I know that it's a personal preference thing. You guys have said it a bunch of times. For me, that reel jigging, get a longer arm and a Baja knob for that thing.
Well,
I just for winding a jig, that's just for me. I know that's not for everybody.
I agree.
It's such a difference.
Yeah, you could put any one of the different longer arms. It also depends on how old it is. Some of them have a longer arm that you can actually just replace the knob with the Baja knob. That's the one thing with jigging. I personally, and Eric too, we like that Baja-style knob, the oval-style knob that's on the Talikas and stuff like that, because it's symmetrical. It's mm-hmm. easy to grind for jigging.
Mm-hmm. And it's comfortable in your hand.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and it's funny how some of this stuff, it's totally not necessary.
But for sure not.
I mean,
but it's nice.
You can take it, but it's nice. It's
yeah,
it's literally like when you're
none of it is necessary.
I was
going to
say it's when you're getting a car, you look at the base model, and all of a sudden you're like, ooh, yeah, air conditioning's nice,
yeah,
and
yeah,
heated seats, and
yeah,
all that different stuff. And that's kind of where it goes from there, is
yeah,
a little creature comforts, right?
Yeah. You said it best. Nobody needs air conditioning in your seats, but on a hot day, boy, that's pretty slick.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, a listener from Texas, Bill, sent in a text, and he says, what is the most catastrophic failure you've repaired on a trip, and what kind of replacement parts should an angler bring along on a 10 to 15 day trip?
Well, you know, nowadays we don't have backups that often.
Don't have to put the reel
in the water.
And when you put a reel in the water, does that pretty much destroy what's going on inside?
Not really at first. If you don't get it apart and get it cleaned, yes. Okay, because the salt gets in there, gets in the bearings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say, well, my bearings are sealed. Most bearings and reels aren't sealed because if they are, they won't spin free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is the main thing, probably. The other thing that happens is handles break. That is, several times seen guys come out, the crew go in and get vice grips to put on a broken handle so they got some way of turning
your crew. And that's not even any specific manufacturer.
Right,
it it literally happens on all of them. Yeah. Things freeze up and, you know, it's a moving part, right?
It drives me crazy, some of the design of some of the new reels. There's like windows cut out of the arms of the reel, and maybe it makes it look cooler. The anodizing is two-toned, or, you know, you save a quarter of a quarter of a quarter of a quarter of an ounce of weight out of the reel. But it drives me crazy
because it just leads to failures, you know, and like it shouldn't, because we shouldn't, you shouldn't be lifting your rod and reel via the handle of the reel, but people do, and those cutouts and those handles, that just kills you.
They break them.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I like those.
Agreed.
You know, we've talked a bunch about those Pen Fathoms. That is a great reel for the money. That's the stupidest handle design. Oh, it drives me crazy. We have changed 100 of them in the rental room at the
really?
Landing there.
Yes.
Great reel. Poor handle design.
Yeah.
It looks cool, no doubt, but like that's just one of those things where, man, you need form over function.
So just buy a Talica.
Yeah, exactly.
Another great text here from John and Carson. He says, morning, boys. My question is there anything you can do to a Speedmaster to make it better, and is it worth the effort? Of course, the Speedmaster is Shimano's kind of like their lower-end Talica, basically.
That's a good call, yeah.
Yeah. No, I shouldn't say lower end because it's still a great reel, but
it's a good, very good reel.
Lesser expensive.
We do actually make gears for that one also.
You do
for the Talica 20 and 25. To be honest, we haven't worked on. I mean, the Speedmaster 20 and 20. We haven't worked on any of the 12s or 16s, but I'm pretty sure that all the gearing is interchangeable. The only place that we can't do something that we like to do is we can't work on the cam in it because of the way it's manufactured. So that is our only place where we have a little difficulty getting a cam to match out what the person wants to do with the reel.
And are the cams different from Speedmaster to Talica's?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A Talica cam is a manufactured stainless steel part that mm-hmm. I can actually set it up, machine it different angles, work on it that way, where the Speedmaster and the new Fathoms are a molded cam in the lever.
Yeah.
And so and it happens to be the way the Speedmaster is, I'm not able to machine it. Mm-hmm. I am able to machine the cam in the Fathom.
Is there a way, without being a machinist, to talk about what a cam is and does in a lever drag reel?
It's just what applies the pressure. The farther you shove your lever up, it either lengthens the reel and pushes it to the left side, like the older style Internationals and Tiagras, or it pulls the reel to the drag on the right side then, okay, and it pulls the drag in, and the farther you push it up, the longer that gets, so the more pressure you get on your drag system.
All right.
I was going to say, probably one of the easy way to explain it, too, is that after we've machined the cam, you're getting much more gradual as far as on your lever. Instead of having a big bump or a high kick in when you put it right into gear, it's very smooth when it goes into gear, and so you're getting a full range on your slide lever, too, for 30-pound, 40-pound, 50, whatever that line size that you're using, and that's where we then have asked the customer, hey, what are you normally fishing? So we get a good range of how he wants to fish the reel.
That's what I think is the most custom-y thing about what you guys do is work with drag cams and drag curves and things like that. I mean, you're altering the way that reel works based on what's right for the customer.
Yes,
right.
Yep. And you might be a guy that fished your whole life, and you know now you're not in your 20s anymore, and you want it to be easier to turn the handle, and you can send your reel to Cal and make it easier for you, you know, just the way,
right.
You know, pull like you pull now instead of pull like you pulled 25 years ago.
And we could be talking about the same reel that all of us are sitting here fishing, and we might fish it all completely different.
Totally. Sure.
And so that's where we come into effect. And there's no way any manufacturer could make that for everybody.
Yeah. And that's why, like with the Talica, so, well, what do you think about that handle? Oh, I like that handle.
Yeah, we were already like...
And well, how do you fish this and stuff? That's the questions you ask anglers to customize that reel to the way they
try to match it out. And we also have to, you know, the customer may have financial situation where he can't afford to put all these bells and whistles in.
Right.
Well, let's try to make it the best we can at a price that it fits your pocketbook.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, because it can get expensive. I mean, we've done some reels where we've put close to $1,000 into a reel.
Wow.
You know, well,
that wants this special gear or that special gear.
And then this handle, and then,
oh, yeah, by the way, I want this special clamp. And then
go
ahead and fill it with, let's say, the most expensive braided line, whatever. And you just start adding things up, and you're like, whoa,
it gets expensive.
It jumps up there.
And we have some people that want a special high gear and a special low gear. So you're talking about making things to fit him.
So a basic, give us an idea. Fix my reel.
Pete's got a TAC-10 here, and it probably needs a service. And so we're like, what's a bearing or something like that?
So
I realize you can't ask a car mechanic that because every situation is. But what's a realistic ballpark on a regular service?
So this Talica that we have here. So we get $125 to go through the Talica, and that includes a complete service, breaking the whole thing down. Now, things that would be additional, if you had a bad bearing, it's just the cost of the bearing, that kind of stuff. We've already said that 99% of the chance you're not going to have to replace the drag washer. It's part of us cleaning and going through it. And that's the great starting point, is we're not changing out bearings, putting this ultra high performance bearing. We're getting good enough grease flow out of that, and with everything fine tuned, that's usually it. Now, that being said, hey, I want a longer arm on it, a handle and different stuff. All those things are just additional, and those can run anywhere from, let's say $30 to $50, $60, to based on what you wanted to have on it. And that's pretty much it. I mean, that's if a guy that wants to, he says, hey, I've got six reels here, and I want, just go ahead and blueprint them, and I want, these set for whatever the line size is.
So you take your $600 reel into you guys, and for $125, that thing, all the parts are coming out, going onto the bench, cleaned, lubed, greased. The drag washer is not replaced, but it's as good as new because you pulled all the carbon that you were talking about out of it.
The stainless plate that rides against it, we actually set that up and machined it in so it runs true. Not so it's parts bolted together. We locate off the bearing bores in there, and we actually machine the stainless plate. And we don't machine them flat.
That's cool.
Wow. Because, the thing about it is, if take a pie pan and put it on a table upside down, push in the middle, and you'll notice the outside edge lifts up. Okay? If you take a fishing reel and you load it, the load area is the bearing in the center, pushing against the drag washer. If that hits in the middle and you push hard in the middle, the outside's going to flex away, which means your average radius is going to get shorter. By putting a concave cup on that, you push in the center, it hits on the outside edge, and as you load it, your average radius, will come down a little, but it stays at the outside, and you get more area contact.
Just take my money. Just take it. Take it. These guys are so good.
And then one last thing really quick here. And then we have such a great relationship with all the manufacturers. If I'm going through the reel and I see something, I'm like, hey, this is not right. The spool, the shaft, the bearing, whatever it is, I'll just give them a heads up. They'll replace it. We don't even say anything to the customer.
That's cool.
And they just send us the replacement parts. They do your thing, make it good.
Nice. Nice. I love it. Yeah. Love it.
You know, I'm just going to go on record that you guys are just real geeks.
Maybe.
R-E-E-L. Geeks.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, more crazy info like that. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023 will see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bart Hall Show, February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bart Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning, man. If you want to join us with Eric, with Cal, 213-432-1090, or keep those texts coming in. So many great texts have been pouring through, but we still got plenty of time, man. Keep it rolling.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
For sure. Yeah, and again, $100 gift certificate.
To the real geeks.
To the real geeks. So basically, I mean, you said $125, go through the reel. Pay $25, you have your reel done if you win that certificate.
So, right.
How about that, huh? So 213-432-1090. Best way to get through right now is on the phone. Let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. Hills in Ventura is here next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Hills.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. A question for Cal and Eric. I've heard about you guys. I've heard you guys speak before about fishing Atlantic bluefin on the East Coast, like Prince Edward Island, I think, and stuff. I'm wondering, do you guys use your own gear? And if you do, what upgrades did you do to those reels to be pulling on those 700 to 1,000 pound fish?
So every time somebody mentions something like that kind of fishing, it just puts a big old smile on my face, and I get super excited.
And cows, too. You see cows.
I get the chills, right? I have such a good time.
You go every year, you guys.
We do. Sometimes you even get stuck there, too. You end up with COVID and stuck there, like extra time, right? So the guys that we go with, we've already tricked out.
What's the name of a company?
It's Tightline Tours is the one we go with.
And they're in PEI?
They're in PEI, yeah. And it's, a father and son team, right?
Wow,
they each have their boats, and they do really good. So they've already had us trick out all of their reels. So we could go without any reels.
Right.
Reels or rods. We recommend them to a lot of people, and they'll go without reels. Now, my dad and I are super particular. We like, we know you got to clean this factory. Just every nth degree, right? So we do take our own reels, and we take a Pen 70 is what we take to do that.
That's smaller than I would have thought.
Yeah, it's kind of all you need because you're able to get plenty of capacity. Of course, we made special gear ratios, all that other stuff.
Well,
like
you're only fishing in, 70 feet of water?
It
gets up to 100 sometimes.
Oh, wow.
In the trenches, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But we do that. We've been using their rods back there. The best one that they like back there is a CalStar Baja Boomer, and they do them acid wrap because it's been able to, without being real technical, it's able to last a lot longer because of the pressures and everything else like that too. So
wow,
I mean that's pretty much what we're
and we talked earlier about filling it with Power Pro, but do they fish mono there?
100-foot leader Actually, it's a wind-on by basal, 100-foot leader.
Fluorocarbon or mono?
No, of mono, 200-pound. And then generally, it's anywhere from 175 to 250, 20-foot leader of fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
So it's Spectra on the bottom, 100 feet of 200-pound mono, and then a fluorocarbon leader on top of the mono.
We're using approximately 800 yards of braid on our reels.
And then how are they connecting all that?
He does it with us with a we use a loop to loop on the 100-foot
of 200-pound
yeah, from the braid mono,
mono loop to loop. It's a basal wind on which has the loop right on it, and then he will use a small swivel that he uses crimps
like an Aussie swivel that goes through the guides and onto the reel.
Yeah, but and then he actually takes black tape and he tapes over. This fellow is extremely precision on everything he does. Once he gets done doing it, you don't touch. He doesn't want you touching the leader because of smell.
Wow!
He actually cleans the takes the once he's put he puts on he supplies the fluorocarbon and he supplies the hook. He will put it onto your outfit. Then he takes it out, puts it in a rod holder. Sets it up, puts some tension on it so he can get the fluorocarbon stiff, and then he wipes that line down with a special formula stuff that he has.
Wow.
Okay, so he is very, very particular.
And what type of size of hook are you using?
Good question, yeah.
Generally, it's a Musthead, isn't it? Or no, those owner hooks.
It's an owner hook.
But they're not that big, 9, 10 aughts. Stuff
really?
Like, yeah.
For 1,000 pounds.
Right.
You get it in the corner. And I've literally seen him with 80 pounds of drag get yanked to the rail.
80 pounds of drag?
Come on.
Well, on not so much now because I backed off. But, I mean, this guy's getting all kinds of records and everything else like that. He's got his son that had a bunch of the small fry records and moving on up. And, I mean, his son's got one now that, I mean, shoot, he's a teenager. And he's got like 900-pound bluefin and everything.
Stand-up.
It's all stand-up and everything else like that.
He specializes, him and his son specialize in stand-up fishing. They have a chair, but it's not on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
If you specify you got to have a chair, fine. But we're not even stand up in the rod holder. We're straight Southern California style stand up.
Now, wait a minute. You're 81 years old and you're pulling on these 1,000-pound bluefin stand up?
Yes. He's hanging
on. You're a stud.
No, he's hanging on to my fanny.
Hey, he's quit so many times between rounds. He's like, okay, that was it. I'm done. Because we won't let him quit when he's on a fish.
Yeah.
But between rounds, he's like, yeah, I'm retired. I'm back into retirement. And literally, it'll be a bluebird day and it's all looking all nice. And he's like, well, I don't know. I might be able to get back out there.
Oh my God!
They slide a bucket up behind me, so I got something to lean against because you can't use the rail on these boats.
Wow,
it's too low.
Yeah. Hey, good question there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You want to get through 213-432-1090 is open right now. Let's go to Mike calling us from the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. We hear you guys are getting them.
Yeah, Tyler's running the boat here this morning. Had a little bit of a shot, some 60 to 80 pound fish yesterday and yesterday afternoon and evening. It sounded like it was pretty darn epic for a lot of guys. So, as well as throughout the day. So we're hoping, more to come here. Like you said, really good shots, yesterday afternoon up until like midnight. So, relatively light group of guys on the boat today. There is 4 fish on the boat this morning with 17 anglers, and tomorrow night's trip is a go. We only have 9 booked so far. Weather looks fantastic, and this fishing is pretty darn good.
I would say, so the trip is a definite go, you said, with 9 so far?
Yeah. Yeah, our Thanksgiving trips or pre-Thanksgiving trips for the last several years have been epic. I mean, it's a good chance to get on a boat. Most people are off, kids are out of school, and depart tomorrow night. 7 o'clock and return Tuesday morning. Get a chance to come home with some sashimi for your Thanksgiving. That's why some a great one to put on the table.
Again, Mike, just think about if you were saying the same thing but in change the month from November to July. You know what I mean? Like, you got great weather. The boat crushed them the trip before. They're 60 to 100 pounds, and there's only 9 guys signed up to go. Like, that trip would be sold out in 30 seconds if that were the case. You just
now
changed
you can
the
grab
month.
Your buddy and
yeah.
just go, right?
And with the weather, the way it's looking here the next
Dude.
Couple days, get on
the
boat.
Nicer than our weather. A lot nicer than the weather was in July.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Well, if somebody wants to jump aboard the Tribute again, trip leaves tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, it's a Pizza Port sponsored trip as well. So half off Pizza Port beers, free pizza. Tomorrow night, chance to be on the... I know there's a handful of guys looking at coming from the Ventura County area to get in on the boat. So this trip is a definite go. Chance to get on a light load. Very, very
pizza
nice weather. And that, well, exactly. And that fishing yesterday and last night sounded epic. So we're pretty stoked. I'll be driving the boat tomorrow night. So
cool.
Hopefully get a chance. I want sashimi for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man. All right. Awesome. How do we get on the boat? How do we get on the Tribute at Seaforth?
619-224-3383 at Seaforth Landing. You can book through TributeSportFishing.com, SeaforthLanding.com, then I'll just take a look at our social media, which is Tribute Sport Fishing.
All right. Great report, Mike. We'll be anxious to hear how you do tomorrow night. Get on the boat over at Seaforth.
Thank you, guys.
SeaforthLanding.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
That report. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
The ocean right now, the switch flipped on.
Yeah,
you're right
about
that. Because
it was
slow, and all of a sudden, and it just happens that way. Sometimes it's like things slow, and then there's a switch that flips on, and it's on right now. So, yes, so go fishing.
We even heard from some of the swordfish guys talking about seeing little spots of foamer, tuna, local. I mean, from as close as the 9 Mile Bank, all the local banks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lack of boats fishing. You know, you look out, a lot of guys finished up their season, or they're doing other things. But, I mean, there's fish. There's good tuna fishing from 15 miles all the way out to all the way out to the island and back.
For crying out loud, Mike Hine even got a swordfish.
Oh,
come on!
Yeah,
I mean, the
nice
switch
job,
is
Mike.
On, right? Hey, congratulations,
yeah,
Mike.
Way to go, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, that's the switch, man.
That's it, buddy.
Hey, anytime the switch is on, I want to be there.
Damn
right?
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, check out this week's edition of Western Out There News. Always loaded with great information. Of course, Eastern Sierra stuff, and of course a lot of bluefin stuff, and a lot of good hunting and other stuff. So check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Hey, got a great text coming for you, and if you want to join us, still time for you to get through. That's 213-432-1090. This text is from Mike from Torrance. Hey guys, I've got an old bulletproof 30SW. Is it possible to upgrade the drag to increase my drag pressure? What can I do to that reel to make it work like a new one?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a reel that I think wasn't that first 400 caught.
Yeah, first 400
yellowfin on it, and way back then for that guy, it was only built for like 60-pound test, and I mean he did great. I mean, we can get those things to fish, you know, 25 at strike type of thing, and you should get plenty of capacity, and just definitely give us a call.
That's it.
Yeah. I
appreciate it, Mike.
Get on. Another good one here from Phil in Costa Mesa, and he says, please ask if they work on Saltiga 60, 55, and other two-speed reel manufacturers besides Penn and Shimano's. Cal is the technical wizard.
At the present time, we do not, because we haven't had enough call for it, and we have been so busy that when a new reel comes in, it's not just open it up and do it. As I said, we have to ask the customer what is he looking for out of it, and then we have to figure out how to do it with that reel. And we just have not had a time to get into that model reel, because we're actually a little slow right now, and we're quoting January.
Wow.
Okay. Sure.
January. That you're slow.
Yes.
And you're quoting January.
Yep.
And then watch when show seasons come up here.
I know.
With
just about another month.
Yeah, the Bart Hall shows and the PCS show.
You'll
then it'll probably be 3 months, right?
I remember a fun phone call that I had with Cal earlier this year, calling to ask about, you know, wait time. I got this guy. He's going on this trip. And Cal says, well, just today I had to turn down the owner of Viking sending me, you know, a crate full of, you know, probably $10,000 worth of reels. Today I had to turn down the owner of Viking Yachts because I couldn't get them done in time. So, yeah, we're not going to be able to get that reel done for a nice trip next week.
Steve Leslie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You turned down Lasley?
I had to.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I, honestly, if I took his reels in, I was going to have to push somebody else back that I had already.
And that's just not fair.
And it's just not there. And that's not a problem. Steve says, hey, you've taken care of me as much as you can.
Yeah.
And we've got reels there for Steve right now for the bad company.
So. There you go. Yeah, for sure. Hey, I have a great text here from Steve Miller in Arcadia. And he says, great interview with the guys today. I was lucky enough to have caught my first yellowfin tuna over 300 pounds. It was a 338 on Cal's two-speed converted International 50 back in 1986 on the RP.
Wow.
The Sheets are great people, and credit to the fishing industry. How about that, man. Huh?
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. 50. A 50 in 1986. What did you do to that reel?
It was a 50 wide. To be honest, all we did is add the two-speed on it. A gentleman named Ray Lemmy did the drag system, which is basically who taught me an awful lot what we do now. Had done the drags on it, and he was on the RP, and he got a big one.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was having fun telling Cal that, you know, there's guys that work in our shop who are, you know, fantastic. They fish twice as much as any guy I know, and, you know, very tech savvy. And they know Cal and Eric being, you know, free spool, tricking out your Talica. They know him for that, and literally did not know that Cal started as putting two-speed conversions into reels and things like that.
Before,
I mean, you know,
there were two-speed reels,
you know, we're talking, this
just
is
after, just
this
after
is three generations now, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, this is, you know, this is guys that were, that didn't even know that they're, that was a thing, that, you know, your old International came with one gear in it, you know?
Yeah. I remember, we're talking a long time ago, I went fishing on the RP with John Pandelis. And I know you worked on a lot of reels for John Pandelis. That's why he was always fishing little tiny 12s and trying to catch 300-pounders, and he was successful.
Oh, yeah. He had seven over 200 with a 279 in one trip all on 12s.
Yeah.
And he would have a little squirt bottle on his hip, and he would have to spray the line.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw it wasn't like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, one of the, I feel one of the best crew members ever, and a person I highly liked on that trip was Rollo.
Rollo.
And Rollo hated the 12s.
That's
them.
Great.
And I don't believe him. I've got a picture of Rollo landing a 200-pound yellowfin on a 12. And I asked him, he says, I hate the reel, but it just did its job.
we need to get a show with Cal, and then get like Brian and Tim and, you know, some of the old boys from the old days. Get Bruce, you know, you could twist Bruce's arm to get him in here. Like, be fun to just reminisce on some of what the gear was, you know, versus what it has become.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
one of your freestyle shows.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
That'd be cool.
Get a lot of texts from people saying, oh, darn, I missed the beginning of the show. Did you guys talk about this and that? If you missed the beginning of the show,
it's easy.
Just go to our website or the Let's Talk Hookup app, and once Adam posts the archives, which are generally speaking about within an hour after the show is completed, just go back and listen on demand anytime to shows. I mean, he's got shows up there 2-3 years ago.
Right. Yeah. What I did is I pulled every one of the shows that we were on as a guest, and I put them on my website.
Oh, really?
Cool. I put all of those on there, so if you wanted to catch something from
you can go to
4 years ago, and that's just the only reason I had all those. I mean, we've been, you know, doing the show since Marty and all this stuff way back when.
And all those up there?
No. I was going to say, I couldn't get those, but if I had pulled those in time, I probably could have.
Right? Those are the old days of cassette tapes and things.
Yeah. Well, we have a few. Adam's put up a few of the Let's Talk Hookup classics with Marty in there. So those are on our app, so you can actually hear those, a few classics on there.
So
we don't
cool.
have very many, but I have stuff, like I have different media that I need to convert onto stuff. So someday, when I have time, I'll do it. For sure.
Hey, I got a great text coming through. This one is from Joe in Dana Point. It says, guys, can I leave my large gold Internationals with Hogan's to get to you? That's my area. I know the jig stop used to do it back in the day. My reels have been blueprinted in the past, and I don't want anybody else working on them. That's from Joe in Dana Point.
I don't know. You'll have to ask them. I have never done anything directly with Hogan's. If they can't handle it, you can go ahead and just ship it down to us, okay? Make sure you wrap it. good. You know, if you did do it with Hogan's, they would probably have to charge you for shipping. But
talk to them too. I mean, yeah, they can easily just give us a call. I mean, yeah. and we can talk about it.
That's sure. A great shop in that area. Yeah, those guys are a level of service that I'm sure would be able to help you with it if that made life.
That sounds
easier.
Like a plan. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, but you can ship it to you guys easy. Again, yes. The website.
Cal's2speed.com with the number 2. Yeah.
All right.
And it has an order form right on the website.
Yeah, like a repair tag. You can just fill that out, send it in with it. And
I got to do a real quick one here. We're running out of time, but this one I had to chuckle at because I think you guys will too. It's from Rory in Lakeside. Good morning, guys. I really want to get my old Newell 338 back out at La Jolla for some surface iron fishing. The bearings are doing the usual Newell scream. What aftermarket bearings do you recommend for it, and is that something you guys carry?
We don't work on star drags. I would say call Ken Corwin if you want to find
Ken's out. Ken's the man on the star drag. Yeah. Ken's got some reels in Oceanside.
He does all mine. And I do his international.
Ken worked. I had an old Trinidad 40 narrow that I just loved. That yo-yo.
Yeah,
that
great
is
reel.
Just like an unbelievable yo-yo reel. And Wes did the magic on that thing. That thing is unbelievable.
No doubt about it.
And it was just it needed the work. And those guys are masters when it comes to star drag reels.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got a $100 gift certificate to get their reel tricked out at Cal's. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Swordfish season is on, and now is the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and their lineup of electric reels are fantastic. The Daiwa Seaborg, with its mega torque motor, has the power to bring in that giant swordfish. And when it comes to flying a kite, the Daiwa Tanacom is the answer, and so affordable. Both Daiwa reels are in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's got their $100 coming to them from Cal. Cal's going to do us the honor, flip the coin, whether we do a call or a texter. Lit it up, Cal. Today we have the callers is the winner side. That is Mitchell from San Diego. Mitchell, congratulations. You've got yourself a $100 gift certificate going to Cal's.
Going to Cal's. Go see Cal and Eric and get your reel tuned up right, get everything. And the thing is, if you don't know what you reel needs something and you want to talk to them, just call them, right?
Call us. Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what's
the phone number?
626-357-4441. We're in Fallbrook, northern San Diego County, but we get reels from people all over the state, all over the country, all over the world.
All over the world, yeah. So you can ship them, you can bring them by the shop, whatever, but phone call or an email, right?
Phone call, email, website is kells2speed.com using the number 2.
Okay.
And you can get a hold of us there, and I get right back to you right away.
Right away. And you guys are really good, except when you're fishing.
Right.
You're going on another trip, right?
I'm on a 10-day, the December 4th Polaris Supreme trip. Like I said, if somebody wants to go with me, there's an extra spot on the trip.
So and Cal, so when he's gone, you got to field all the phone calls?
Oh, yes, I do. But yeah. I do not do email.
You do not do email.
Email.
I'm old school.
Email
just
pauses
give him
for those
a call,
10 days.
Right? Just give him a call. Well, it's always great to have you
so
guys.
So much fun, you guys.
Yeah, you just have done so many things for so many years. Cal, you're amazing. Still pulling on. Are you going next year on that big bluefin trip?
You're damn right, Ian. Yes, I'm answering for him.
I might not pull, but I'll be there. And if it's dead flat calm, I might pull.
I don't think the other three guys would let him quit.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Well, thank you guys for being here.
Awesome,
once again,
you guys. Lots of fun.
Website, email.
Cal's2speed.com and 626-357-4441.
All right.
Thanks, guys, again.
Thanks, appreciate that. And tomorrow, literally, we saw him pulling this morning, the Red Rooster 3, Andy Cates, Captain Andy's going to be here. We corralled him, and he's going to be in the world headquarters tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., with a fresh report right off the water. It's going to be fantastic to have Andy in the studio here. And tomorrow, thanks for Christian. I sure appreciate his work today on the phones and the app. And, of course, on the app, the amazing Adam. Adam is just unbelievable. He does so many great things for us.
Again, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.